Blackstone presents Thomas Jefferson, A Biography of Spirit and Flesh by Thomas S. Kidd. This book is read by Grover Gardner. I have thought them aristocratical, pompous, clannish, indolent, hospitable, and thoughtless in their expenses. Thomas Jefferson on Elite Virginians, 1785. He does not possess strong nerves. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Maryland Senator John Howard on Jefferson, 1798. Introduction. This is a biography of a brilliant but troubled person. Thomas Jefferson would seem to need no introduction. Yet among the founding fathers, he is the greatest enigma and the greatest source of controversy. Jefferson left a massive collection of carefully curated papers, but he seems virtually unknowable as a man. Most of the controversy about him comes back to questions of character. How could the author of the Declaration of Independence keep hundreds of human beings in bondage? How could he carry on a long-standing sexual relationship with one of his bondspeople, who was also his dead wife's half-sister? His relationship with Sally Hemings produced at least one and perhaps as many as six children. The children who survived to adulthood he acknowledged only by letting them go free, unlike most of the other people he owned. Hypocrisy, Jefferson's critics cry. When you look closer at Jefferson, however, hypocrisy doesn't quite penetrate the mystery, doesn't explain Jefferson's troubled genius and vacillating life. For all his blazing intellect and inspired rhetoric, Jefferson held a host of beliefs and inclinations that were unreconciled and maybe irreconcilable. To be fair, most of us struggle with forms of incoherence and hypocrisy. And it is undoubtedly easier to see these problems with the benefit of historical hindsight. We never know if we would have done better if we had lived the same life as a person in the past. We will never know if we would have outdone Jefferson if placed in his situation. But Jefferson's inconsistencies often transcended the failure to live up to his stated beliefs, which is the definition of hypocrisy. On issues such as slavery, he held ideas that were difficult to reconcile, even in the context of his time. A more charitable reading might just
sample complete. Ready to continue?